Welcome to the News Corp European Open podcast on the 18th of November 2025. Asia-Pac stocks extended losses after Wall Street's sharp sell-off, with tech names leading declines and sentiment subdued amid quiet news flow. Risk aversion dominated trade as investors digested recent weakness in AI-related stocks and awaited key US data later in the week. US equities started the week with broad declines as concerns over stretched AI valuations weighed on sentiment. The SPX fell 0.91% to 6,672, the NDX dropped 0.83% to 24,800, the DJI lost 1.18% to 46,590, and the RUT slid 1.96% to 2,341. President Trump said he wants 1% inflation, while Fed Governor Waller supported a 25 basis point rate cut in December to provide labor market insurance. Apple's iPhone sales surged in China, taking a 25% market share. In Asia-Pac, regional stocks mirrored Wall Street's losses. The ASX 200 showed a defensive bias, with tech names under pressure and little reaction to the RBA minutes, which reiterated data dependence. The Nikkei 225 fell sharply, losing as much as 3% intraday and slipping below 49,000 amid yen and Japanese debt weakness, as well as renewed tensions in Japan-China relations. The Kospi lagged after prior outperformance, while the Hang Seng and Shanghai comp also declined, with Hong Kong underperforming due to its tech exposure. US equity futures are flat, while European futures are pointing to a weaker open, with Euro stocks 50 down 1.1%. On trade, the UK is preparing countermeasures if it fails to secure preferential treatment under EU plans to raise steel import tariffs to 50% and cut quotas by nearly one half. The government is also exploring options to tighten its own steel safeguards due to expire next June, according to Bloomberg. President Trump added that an unspecified country wanted to renegotiate the terms of its trade deal. In FX, the dollar index slipped below 99.50 as haven demand lifted the yen and Swiss franc. The euro hovered around 1.16 in quiet trade, while cable advanced above 131.50 as the dollar softened. Dollar-yen fell below 155 amid verbal intervention from Japan's finance minister Katayama, who voiced alarm over FX volatility. The Aussie and Kiwi drifted lower, with little reaction to the RBA minutes. The PBOC set the UN midpoint at 708.56 versus expectations of 710.96. In fixed income, Treasuries traded narrowly, mirroring risk-driven gains from the prior session. German debt edged higher amid safe haven demand, while Japanese debt saw long-end weakness, pushing the 20-year yield to its highest since July 1999, despite repeated official interventions. In commodities, crude fell amid the broader risk-off tone and limited energy headlines. The UN Security Council adopted a US-led resolution for an international stabilization force in Gaza, with Russia and China abstaining. Gold is softer, meeting resistance above $4,050 per ounce, while silver failed to hold above $50 per ounce. Copper also slipped, but less sharply than precious metals. Bitcoin dropped below $90,000 to its lowest since April, and Ethereum fell under $3,000. Technical traders noted a death cross as Bitcoin's 50 DMA fell below its 200 DMA. On geopolitics, Ukraine reported a Russian missile strike on the country's east. President Trump said he was open to striking Mexico to curb drug trafficking, adding he was not happy with the country. North Korea warned that South Korea's nuclear-powered submarine would prompt it to arm with nuclear weapons and vowed to respond to the US-South Korea joint fact sheet. In Europe, UK Chancellor Reeves is reportedly considering a last-minute tax raid on banking profits in the upcoming budget. Looking ahead, key data include US ADP, factory orders, durable goods, and Japan's trade balance. Scheduled speakers include ECB's Elderson, BOE's Pill and Dingra, and Fed's Barr and Barkin, with earnings from Home Depot, Baidu, Medtronic, PDD, Imperial Brands, and Diploma. Thank you for listening. For up-to-date market news and access to the exclusive analyst chat, please check out the service.